So, Shmini Atzeres, Tavshin Einches. The Gemara says like this. Gemara Menoches, Daflamet. Omer Misho Berav, Omer of Gidl, Omer Rav. Shmoyne Psukim Sheba Torah, Yochid Koreoism. The last eight Psukim in the Torah from Vayamos Moshe, Yochid Koreoism. We'll soon see what Yochid means. Basic Knesses. The Gemara says, "Demand kolok rabshim de tanev yom osham Moshe eved Hashem," which is the eighth pasuk from the end of the Torah. "Efshar Moshe chay v'kosa v'yom osham Moshe." How can Moshe write? How can Moshe write v'yom osham Moshe? El ad kan kosa Moshe, says the Gemara, until that last episode of pasuk Moshe wrote, "Mikan ve'elach kosa v'yeshu binun divar b'yuda v'yom rab Nechemia." Omer Shimon, Efshar Sefer Torah Choser Achzachas, that means the Sefer Torah is missing. Uksiv l'koach haSefer Torah Hazeh v'samtem Moisoi. El ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer u'Moishe Koisev. So the Girsa that we have, according to Rashi, is like this. Ad kan, until that Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer u'Moishe Oimer v'Koisev. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, repeat it. Rashi says that he did not make a mistake. V'koisev, and then he would write, Mikan ve'elach, from that last pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, the same thing, but Moshe koisev without being Oimer, and he's koisev bedema. He writes it, and the Poshe Pshat is, he writes it with tears because he was crying, but he didn't repeat it. And Rashi says, usually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, Moshe Oimer, Achrav, Kedei Shelo Yiteh Bechsav, V'koisev. He would repeat it to make sure that he didn't make a mistake, and he would write. Mikan ve'elach, Moshe koisev bedevola, yoimer achra v'rov tzar, but he did not repeat because of tzar. That's what Rashi says. Okay? So the Gemara says on second, according to Reb Shimon, Nema d'lok Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, why yochid kore oisam? Meaning the psukim are the same, still Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. So when Afiru tema Reb Shimon says, the Gemara, no, it's very possible that still Reb Shimon. Hoil v'ishtoni, once these are different, because this Moshe Rabbeinu is koisev bedema, ishtoni, you need yochid kore oisam. So this is the Gemara. So the first question, which is an obvious question, is why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have written that Moshe Rabbeinu died? What was the Gemara's kasha? Efshar Moshe chay v'koisev. Is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and he wrote that Moshe died? Maybe he was writing El Shem of the future. Ela Mayu tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu could not write something which is false, because meaning he couldn't write something on the future if it didn't happen yet. So then, it's a problem. Because if you look in the Pasuk, the Gemara is only telling you the Pasuk is only from this Pasuk from Vayomas Moshe. But if you look in Perek Lamed Aleph Aleph, it says, Vayal Moshe Me'arvois Moye, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain, El Har Nevo, Rosh HaPisgal Shel Bnei Yerichoi, Vayareu Hashem Et Kol Haaretz Ad Gilad Adan. Also, he goes up to the mountain. But once he goes up to the mountain, he didn't write anymore. So the Psukim from way before are also not possible that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote after it happened. He still wrote before it happened. So what's the Gemara's kasha? By Vayomas Moshe, the Gemara should have the kasha from Vayal Moshe. And if you look at Ibn Ezra, if Ibn Ezra says Beferush, Lefi Daitim Ki Mizeh Aposuk Kosev Yeshua, from not from the Posuk, which is Posuk, hey, four Psukim before, is already Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't write. But if he died, ki bizeh posuk, says the Ibn Ezra from posuk aleph, cause of Yeshua, ki achar sheola Moshe, because once Moshe Rabbeinu went to the mountain of Kosev, he couldn't write. So he couldn't write vayal Moshe because it didn't happen yet. Ubederech nevua kosvoi, v'ayed vayareu Hashem. That's why it says in the third person, vayareu Hashem, vayomer Hashem elav, v'ayik boruso bagai. So then, it's mamash a big problem. What's the Gemara says he's having the posuk with the problem of vayomer Moshe? The Moshe would have had a problem way before, which are psukim the Moshe could have written. That's the first question. Now, the machloek is Rishonim, what does Yochid Kore Oisam mean? Rashi says Yochid Kore Oisam, that you have one Baal Kore, you cannot split it into. Well, you can't split it into. The question is, why not? The fact that Ishtani, the Moshe Rabbeinu ruled the Dema, you can't split? Mechtesi, what's the kasha? Now, Tosfos quotes the Rebbe in Meshulam, Rabbi in Meshulam, Ya mefarash lemaut ishlo ikra shliach tziburimoi. That you read the Baal Koire, read himself. He doesn't have, the Oile Koire without the Baal Koire. Yochid Koyre Oisim Besakneses means one person only without the Baal Koyre. And Toises, Rabbi Tam asks, because in the time of the Gemara, you didn't have a Baal Koyre already. So it couldn't be in that. Yochid Koyre Oisim, never there were other people. So therefore, Toises argues and he agrees with Rashi that Yochid Koyre Oisim, but after the celebrate Meshulam, why shouldn't you have a Baal Koyre? That's a tight night that because it was done in such a way, the psukim, you don't have a Baal Koyre. So there is Shitas Atoisis. The Rambam in Ilchos Tefila, in Peret Yud Gimel Alocha Vov, the Rambam writes, Shmoine psukim shebesof atoyra mutan kroiso yisa besakneset de pochon asora. He learns Yochid, what Yochid means, be Yochid, you don't need a tzibur. Afal pi shehakol toyra, says the Rambam, afal pi shehakol toyra, u mipi Moshe mipi hagvura hem. That's mipi Moshe u mipi hagvura, hoil mashmom shemachar bisas Moshe, since the Pasuk is writing to you, that even though everything is mipi hagvura, and mipi Moshe, but hoil mashmom shemachar bisas Moshe, since it's mashal from the Pesukim that this happened after bisas Moshe, hari nishtonu lefichach mutar liyochid likroisam. You could be koroisam. And the question is, why this Pesukim yochid can be koroisam? And Rabbi Chaim Alashas asks even more, the reason why we need a Sora, if you look at the Mishnah in Megillah, is because it's Dovash Biktusha. Right? And then in Dovash Biktusha, needs a Sora. The Meiri says it's Dovash Biktusha because of Borchu, because the Borchu is saying Borchu, and Borchu is Dovash Biktusha, needs a Sora. So then it doesn't make sense. Why here you don't need a Sora? And that's the Ravitz Kasha. The Rav asks, so Maravorom, lo shamanu dover ze meulam. It doesn't make any sense. So, Vashe omru yochid kore oisam loyma sheinu mafsik bohem. So the Rav argues with Rashi, agrees with Rashi, that means that you in a mafsik. Vyoch isa v'sham migila. Ubim koi besalalu, and the Rav l'chor is alluding to Rabbeinu Meshulam, shenogu sha'oila l'sefer Torah, hu koire levado v'nachozem kore nimoy. And we are me'akbir also like Rabbeinu Meshulam, that in this last pasuk you do not have a Baal Koyre. So Yochid means like Rashi and means like Tosfos. That's what the Ravid says. Umashe kosef uinyan zoros moit. And the Rambam says that you don't need the fact that it doesn't mean it. It's very zar. Ve'atzibur eichan olchu. Where is the tzibur? So what it means to say is, al korchach, they read the beginning of the Parsha. If they read the beginning of the Parsha, there was a minyan. Shitas Rambam means if they started reading with a minyan, and the minyan left, you could continue. So what's the chiddush of Yochid Koreo Isam? Every parsha is a Torah. When you start the parsha with a minyan, even if the minyan leaves, you could continue. So what's the chiddush of Yochid Koreo Isam? That's the Rav's kasha. Now, you have to say al-Korchach that the last eight psukim is a different Kriya Satoira. And therefore, the fact that you had a minyan before, according to the Rambam, would not allow you to read the eight psukim. Only because Yochid Koreo Isam, the Kriya Satoira is B'Yochid, that's how you could do it. Question is, why should Yochid be Koreo Isam? That's number one. And number two, why is this a different parsha? Why is it different Kriya Satoira? The Koreo is all parsha, like the Rambam says. They are called Toira B'Pi Moshe B'Pi Agvurahen. Now, Shitas Amordechai Nilchis Lochis Ktanus, Yochid Koreo Isam means, Yochid means Loshim Yechidim, means the Miyuchad. That you take the miyuchad of the community, right? So you take the god lador, that's the minhag to be koyre, the rov, whatever, for chosan Torah. Says the Yoshebir in the Harikedem the following idea. Says the Yoshebir that usually that's why today we called amoid, amoid, amoid. Why do we repeat three times amoid by chosan Torah? So Beshebe says, according to this Shita Samordechai, that Yochid Koyre Oisam means the miyuchad of the generation, then it's something that makes sense. Because you know that every Kriyas HaTorah, there is a halacha, the Gemara in Brachos says that if somebody gives you some kind of a chashivus, somebody gives you an honor, there's a halacha of Sira, that you have to refuse for three times. Only refuse twice and only accept the third time. But Kriyas HaTorah, there's no refusal because there's no kovod. You're not giving him any minui. You are making him read the Torah, and everybody's listen. But by the last aliyah, that according to Mordechai is a loch of minu, that yochid koreoisom. So then you need a loch of siruv. And that's why today we call the moid, the moid, the moid, the third time to avoid him to have to refuse twice. That's a statement, Meshuggah. The question is like this: why? The fact that the Ishtan, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write, that was after Mrs. Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write was either Yeshua or Moshe Kriyas Bedema. That's not the reason to be a Yochel Koresav. There should be less Chosh of the Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's the kasha that Chacham Tzvi asks. Chacham Tzvi asks, L'chora, that doesn't make sense to Mordechai. If whatever the Gemara is giving you the reason for Yochel Koresav is a reason why this is less than everything else, how can, according to the Mordechai, this be actually more than everything else? So the Aros Tvash gives a very gishmak eteret. The Aros Tvash quotes the... He quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi says, "Behek shagon Chacham Tzvi b'tshuvoi sevdi simon yigim al habagmora minen kemon ozla adim ne chet psukim kureisam." The aloch of chet psukim is kerab Shimon, the Omer Bishua, because there is the one the Omer that told not the Bishua, the aloch kerab Shimon is that Yeshua wrote, and that's why they're the choshev. This Gemara is telling you that this is better because you need to be koyre a godel. So how can you tell me that this you koyre a yochid because Yeshua wrote it? But then he says something else. He quotes the Masechta Sofrim. Masechta Sofrim in Perek Nibiz Aloch Avov says call that in the time of the Gemara call a parshesh batoira the rishon was mevorech lefonov and the last person was mevorech lachrov. חוץ משמועים לפסוקים שבתוירה, שהכוירה מבורך לפנינו ולאחרינו. מסך את הסוף, זה דיפון חידוש. The eight פסוקים, usually you made a ברוך at the beginning of the parsha, and the last כוירה made a ברוך at the end of the parsha. The שמועים לפסוקים שבתוירה, there was a special ברוך at the beginning and at the end. So that was the first parsha, beginning for sure, it's a ברוך, there was a ברוך at the beginning and a ברוך at the end. Before the Ipsukim. And the Ipsukim required a new brocha lefanea and a new brocha lechareah. And he says, usually the first aliyah give to the Kohen. Why? Because you want to give him chashivus because he's the one who makes the brocha. So that's why he holds Yochid Kore Oysa, because seeing this parsha requires a brocha lefanea, so you need somebody very choshev to do it. That's why Yochid Kore Oysa. Not because of the parsha, but because it's Moshe that Yeshua wrote it, you need a new brocha, and since you need a new brocha, you have to be koyer as somebody choshuv to make the brocha. That's what Shtei Nei Ritvash. The question that stays is the same: why the Oid Psukim need a special brocha? Why should you need a special brocha? And the big question is, according to the Bioshibir, today we say Amoid, 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 to be Yotze the Mordechai, according to the Aros Vash, the Mordechai was only applicable when people didn't make a brocha. Now that everybody makes a brocha, there's nothing chashivus. Why do you call the Yochid Koreisam? Now, on the Gemara itself, our Girsa is Moshe, the Seder Hadvarim is usually a Kodesh Boko said, Moshe Rabbeinu was Oimer veKoisev. He repeated not to make a mistake, and he was Koisev. State in Briskerov. That's why we have the minag today that we go ahead, and the aloha is that the Sofer before he writes, he has to say and to repeat it. But what happened? So is Oimer veKoisev. However, our Girsa is not according to Moshe Rabbeinu is Oimer veKoisev. Our Girsa is Moshe Koisev veOimer. He'd write and be Oimer. It's like, why did he write and then say? So, Shteitin Rosh, Shteitin Briskerov, Oimer veKoisev is not to make a mistake. The Pshat is the Divrei Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a din Amira, that was the Amira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and was a Ksiva. It was a din Amira and a din Ksiva. There was a din Nevua of Moshe, and there was a din Ksiva. The Machloik is between the two Gersois. Is the Nevua first, and he wrote the Nevua? He wrote Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, or the Pshat is there was a Din Ksiva and Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah on the Ksiva. That's a Machloikes, but this is a Din of Nevuahs Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. That's our state in Rav. Now, the question is, why was necessary to have Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? And why the Psukim didn't have the Nevuah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Koisev with them, but where's Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu then was Koisev and not Omer. To answer all of this, we'll use what the Shlo explains, and according to how Rav Tzadok explains also. The idea is, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is called Torah's Moshe. The Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself to be able to verbalize into Torah. That's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. State in Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Bracha started with Yaakov Avinu, and where Yaakov Avinu finished, he finished Vezois Asher Berach Yaakov Avihem. From that, Moshe Rabbeinu picks up on Vezois HaBrocha. And after Moshe Rabbeinu ends Ashrichem Yisroel Micha Moicha, David HaMelech picks up with the concept of Ashri Yoshev Yisecha. Explains, and I'll explain how Rav Tzadok and the Shlo explain. And Rav Tzadok is in Pri Tzadik. So Reb Tzadok is in Pri Tzadik, and Reb Tzadok is also in Likutei Mamorim. Explains the Shlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lemala mikol hasogas. Yaakov Avinu is chtsurosu chakuka bikisya kovet. That Yaakov Avinu is able to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became the one who reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the Zeir Anpin, like Reb Tzadok always explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being misgale himself according to how much we're able to perceive. That perception is Yaakov Avinu, which is Adam HaRishon Lifnecha. That's why Kisoy Chakuko B'Kisya Kovet. That's why the Malachim thought that he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayikro Lo Kel Eloi Kisrael. Right? And Vayikro Loi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov. They called Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Malachim oilim the Yordim, they oilim the Kisya Kovet, and the Yordim, they saw that Moshe, that Yaakov Avinu was here, he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, Iyir Migala, what you see him. The Tachlis HaHasoga is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is called the Das Milbar. He is Das outside. In other words, that Gilu of outside, of what we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's why Loshon Vezois, which is Malchus, right? He's Midas HaTiferes. Tiferes is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the Vezois, how much the Mekabelin can be Mekabel. The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gilui of Yaakov Avinu. That's why Vezois gave a bracha, the Shlo explains, that the Yud Beis Kavi Alachsoim, Arkenege, the six, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bizgale, six, which is the Zerampi, and six is the Mekabelin, Kenegeze. There is a Mekabel, which is Kenege, the Malchus, and that's the Yud Beis, is the Tachlis Agilui, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov. But Yaakov Avinu only was created our understanding and our grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To verbalize it into a practical idea, into a verbal, into words, which is Das, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Lo Ish Dvorim Anoichi, he's not the one in Torah Shebichsav, he's the one in Torah Shebalpeh. I'm sorry, he's not the one in Torah Shebalpeh, he's the one in Torah Shebichsav. He is the one who verbalized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteit in the Tzodek. Yaakov Avin is a call, call Yaakov. He's the voice. He's that voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dibur, to turn the call into Dibur, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ele HaDvorim Asher Dibur Moshe. He is Avona, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through the understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Torah's Moshe. Moshe was Moir da Torah La'aretz. Statement of Tzadik in Pri Tzadik, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Midas HaNetzach. Because Emes is Tzvas Emes Tikkun Lo'ad, is in the future. That will happen. In other words, it was Megale, but that's not grasping. People didn't do it. Yaakov Avinu didn't have mitzvahs. The one who made it Mamish real forever in every generation is Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say is because all the Gilui HaTorah, is through the faculties of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Paklari Amira, but he was the way to was able to be Moire the Torah Loretz. That is the one who created the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to verbalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Ele Hadvorim Asher Diber Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu, then afterwards, there was the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, and that's why the Vezois of Yaakov concludes with Moshe, but to allow the people to listen, to understand it, to grasp, that's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who allowed us to listen to it, that he is the Torah Shebaal Peh, that understood the verbalization of HaKadosh Baruch to be understood by us, to be Mekubal. That's why Yaakov, David HaMelech is also Tzurosei, he's the regular Levi Sheba Merkova. That's why he's Loshen Ashrei, right? Ashrei is the Pshar, is the Chizuk, the Ishura story, is the validation. The validation is not Yaakov Avinu created the call. Moshe Rabbeinu created the voice. David HaMelech created the validation. By the way, that's why David HaMelech was Melamed, we see in the Hoshanas, Melamed Torah Bechol Klei Shir. He taught Torah with music. Music, the ability to hear. To hear the notes, to hear, to have all the voices into some kind of a melody, into a harmony. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Dalet, Vov Dalet. He's a Dal, he's a Dalet. Even after the connection, he's a Dalet. The Vov connect the two Dalets, and the two Dalets are the same. There is a symmetry between what's spoken and what's heard. The last Shmuine Psukim Sheba Torah, they were not Torah's Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koisev bedema shtetim goyin in kol Eliyahu. Bedema doesn't mean crying, means dimachal lo teacher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu just the letters, but he didn't verbalize it into words until Yeshua came to verbalize. The Torah is left. The Torah came to be verbalized through Moshe, but there was a portion of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left without Moshe, that once Moshe brought to the world, that the Nevi'im could verbalize Yeshua. That is the Beina Shmoshas of Torah. Had Torah been finished by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the verbalization would have been finished. And then the verbalization of the Nevi'im would be something completely separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left 8 Psukim. That's why Dafka 8. 8 is also Beloshon Bina. Kayadua, the Bina, is the one that creates the new process. The 8th psukim created a new process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be verbalized. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave what the Shlosh says, the klolim, he gave the letters, but we continue to verbalize, which is true in Kol HaTorah Kula. This came to be Megala, the Kol HaTorah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu verbalized, but allowed us to continue verbalizing, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, because Moshe Rabbeinu, his Havona, even though he's Ele Hadvorim, is still Torah Shebichsav. But this continues to be verbalized, to create it, to turn from Dibur into Amira, into future generations. And that's the Shmoine Psukim, the creative paradigm. Shmoine is the Achas Lemala Veshiva Lemata, which is Mida Sabina, which is Mida Hashminis. This is the paradigm. So the Shmoine Psukim Sheba Torah are the Beina Shmoshes of Torah's Moshe to turn this into Protim, everything else. To turn the Torah as Klolim, and we continue verbalizing it all the way to David HaMelech and continues. Those are the Ipsukim. The Moshe Rabbeinu is Koisev. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not Oimer. The Oimer is us. Moshe Rabbeinu is Koisev Bedemai. He gave you the letters. We verbalize the letters, and we continue verbalizing. Yeshua did it, and we continue. Those Shmoine Ipsukim. That's why it's Yochid Koroisam. It's a different get of Torah. That's the Beina Shmoshes to the transition from Torah to the future generations. Number one, that you could understand why it's Yochid Koroisam. It has to be one person. Because each person individual verbalizes. The idea of the Torah before was Moshe Rabbeinu for Klal Yisrael. Now the verbalization continues each one individually. Each one is Besoirosa Yegi Yom Valaila. Because that verbalization now, each one individually verbalizes. Each one has his own chelek besoira. Betoira is not the same chelek as everybody else. Yimela is yochid koreoisam. That's why Shita Saramba means that the idea of the tzibur is not because of Dovash Bektusha, because the Tzuras HaTorah is Betzibur. The Nesinas HaTorah was Betzibur because Moshe was Toras Moshe, which is called Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbein represents. But the Shmoyne Pesukim Shabbat Torah is the Klolim was Betzibur. The Prat is every Yochid and Yochid, like Yeshua did it. So therefore, there is a Loch of Yochid. That's why you can't continue. Just the fact that you had that Tzibur before doesn't allow you to continue, because that's a Torah bifnei atzma. That's according to Masechet HaSofrim, you make a different bracha. And therefore, you go ahead and you have the Miyuchad Shebador, because the ultimate verbalization are the Miyuchadim Shebador. They are the ones who could verbalize Torah. That's why the Shmoyne Pesukim, the Mordechai says, you need a Gadol. And that's why you don't have a Chazan. You don't have two people reading it. You have only one person. One person reads the whole thing, or one person reads it without a Baal Kvera. Because the verbalization that remains is Yeshua, and that's a chelek in Torah of Echad ve'Echad. And that's the idea, the Oimer ve'Koisev, that everything else is Tzvuras Moshe, we are the Oimer. And that's the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the idea of all the Nevi'im, that less males of the Loksiva Beraisa, the Dolorimiza Beraisa, that the Nevi'im came to be Masber, they came to continue. That continuation is the chelek of it, is the Shmoyne Pesukim Shabbat Torah, that enable and allow people to continue verbalizing and bringing Torah down to the world.